Hello, my name is Claire and you are listening to the Hypnobirthing Podcast. Hello everybody and a big welcome back to season 8 of the podcast. I hope that everyone has been doing good and is feeling good and hasn't missed the podcast too much. It has only been, I think, about a month hiatus, so not too long. Hopefully everyone has coped okay with that. I hope everyone's good. I'm all good my end. Again, I just, before I start, to remind you, I do courses, doula support, all of those bits and bobs. You can find all of the info for those in the info box. So the first episode of season 8 is a birth story and, well, it's two birth stories, really. Courtney, she came on and shared both of her birth stories with her two boys, and they are both incredible. So, yeah, I don't want to give too much away about her second birth, but I just was left in complete awe of her after hearing about how she gave birth to her second son. Just an incredible story and just such an interesting example of how our bodies work and how our hormones will allow us to give birth when we feel safe and when it feels safe to do so. And it's just really fascinating and interesting, and I know you guys will find it really interesting and find it helpful as well. So thank you to Courtney for sharing her story. I hope you guys enjoy our chat. I'll play it for you now. Hello Courtney, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm so happy to be on. My name's Courtney. I'm from Wisconsin originally, but I married into the Army, so I've moved around a couple times. So I lived in upstate New York, Oregon, most recently in Tennessee, but now we're in North Carolina. So wow, we've kind of bopped around a little bit. I'm a strength coach, so that I also kind of moved my career around. I worked with collegiate athletes, and now I'm kind of in the tactical side, so working on the military side.
Oh wow, how interesting.
Really enjoying it. Yep. Married, and then I have married to my amazing husband Kane, and two little boys, Bear and Shepherd.
Oh, what nice names.
Yeah.
How are they close together in age?
Very close. I think we found out I was pregnant with Shepherd when Bear was maybe 11 months. I think he was almost 11 months.
Oh, yeah.
So they're pretty close. We were really trying to make that year mark, but we got pregnant. So it was a blessing. You know, we're happy.
My eldest was only just a year, maybe 13 months, I think, just after a year. When we got pregnant with our second, and so they're pretty close together as well. But it was only the other day that I was thinking about the fact that they are so close together, and I was thinking, wow, I can't believe we were pregnant again when she was literally only just a year. Like, it seemed at the time it didn't seem weird, but we're looking back, I thought, well, that is, like, really, she was very young.
I feel like when I got pregnant, I thought, Bear is still a baby. How am I having another baby right now?
Yeah.
Then you have the 9 months to settle in a little though. So,
and it's, you know, I think I always say to people, because some of my kind of family members have got bigger gaps between their children, like sort of 5 years. And I always think there's no like perfect combination. I think both come with their own struggles, and definitely when they're close together, obviously that, you know, initially that's quite hard when you've got a new tiny baby, and then you've also got like a toddler that's really young still. But it now, like, mine are kind of, they're both at school, you know, they're 5 and 6, like, it's quite nice having them that close together. Mm-hmm. They like the same things, and mine are the same gender as well, so like mine are both girls, so they kind of, I mean, they do argue, which is very annoying, but yeah, they're kind of into the same stuff, which is quite handy. So yeah, I think, yeah, there's always going to be like difficult things, whatever the gap is, but I quite like, personally, mine being quite close. It's quite nice.
I think it'll be, I'm excited to have them nice and close and have a best friend that's really close in your age for your life. Like, that's pretty cool. So
yeah, it's so nice, isn't it? Okay, so you're going to share both of their birth stories with us. So talk about, kind of, did you do hypnobirthing first time with Bear?
Yeah, I just lucked out and had I had never heard of it beforehand in thinking about getting pregnant. I knew I always wanted to have kids, never had thought about hypnobirthing or had heard of it. But my mom had had C-sections with she has three girls. So I kind of was like, I really had thought about the medical side of it. I remember at some point when I was in college, even thinking, oh, it'd be better to have a C-section. And I just like have to get it. That was in my head. So,
Yeah, it's quite common though. It's quite common to think, oh, you just go in like, but actually,
schedule it, have it.
the reality is that that's yeah, that C-sections are not the easy option.
No, not a walk in the park. It's not,
No.
a lot of recovery. But I just had, you kind of think, you know what your mom, that's your only kind of path. So I was thinking, yeah, that's what my mom did. And I think they had told her, like, oh, your pelvis is too small to deliver your baby. So I was like, well, what if that's me, you know? So when we found out we got pregnant with Bear, we had just gotten married, so I was in the military medical system. So I my insurance is through my husband's. So you go to an army hospital, you see the staff provided by them, and so I opted to have a midwife, but I don't know why I picked that. But when we went there, we had a midwife, and I liked her at the end. I in the beginning, I remember thinking she needs to give me more time. I want to be able to talk to her more. But she suggested right away that hypnobirthing. She was like, you know, if you are thinking that you maybe want to do a natural like vaginal delivery with the least amount of interventions, I would suggest hypnobirthing. And I think she maybe said the Bradley method, or she gave me two different options. And the first one I looked into was hypnobirthing, and I'm a big podcast listener, so I like immediately found your podcast.
Amazing.
And I come from like the exercise, physiology, kinesiology world, and it just made sense to me right away. I was really like, oh wow, like this is totally what I want. Like I just felt like it was really in line, and I had been practicing a lot of meditation before that, so I felt like it really fit to me. It seemed like meditative, like a way to like get my mind in tune with my body in like that same meditative way. So
Yeah,
I really
definitely.
connected with it. So me and my husband took your essentials class,
Oh, you did? Oh,
the
great.
online. So it was great. It was awesome to have that
Oh,
right in the
good.
beginning.
So that's kind of what led you down. And I guess, it's funny how much it can change your perspective once you learn like a bit more about actually how it works. Because, we are so used to hearing the bad sides, and we, like you said, kind of originally thought of the more medical route, which is really common, and a lot of people kind of that we feel like actually that's the only option, I think, often. So kind of have it re having a different perspective and hearing how it can be and how it doesn't have to be like that. And like you said, it really resonates with you in what you do and just how you live your life. It's very related to like sports science and things like that in the way that, we use our muscles and our mind and things like that. So, it's great though when it kind of unlocks this new, maybe I could do it like that.
I should add, I had two little sprinkles of someone, like I had a strength coach that when I was at Army, his wife had given birth. The first time she had done an at-home birth, and the second time she had a breech baby, and she still ended up doing a home delivery. She
Wow.
found a
How
middle, and
amazing.
I remember hearing that story, and I was so like, "What? You can do that?" Like I was just so surprised by it. And she had amazing, beautiful deliveries, and I was really that kind of like sparked my interest too a little bit. And I had a student athlete tell me that. Oh yeah, we went to bed one night and we woke up and my mom had her baby in the house, and she was like, it was just so cool. And I was thinking, like, it just kind of surprised me, I guess, like thinking, hearing those little bits of other people's stories that like that it can be like that, and it can be
It
really
can.
peaceful and cozy. And yeah, so those were important for me to hear. So
How
I loved
great.
listening to those birth stories for that reason.
That's so great that you had those as well, because that's kind of like first hand experience, of it. And that really does make a difference as well, again, because something then suddenly seems possible, which makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
So talk us through Bear's birth. So, you know, talk us through his first, and then we'll move on to Shepherd's.
Yeah, I think, like, when I now, after being pregnant with Shepherd for my second one, I realized now, like, during the first one, I had, obviously, there's so much to learn, and I'm that person
so much.
You want to know everything. And like, so the hypnobirthing class was so great. And I also was just researching, you know, you're just every, like, what's in my shampoo that, like, I shouldn't be, like, putting on my, you know, you're just on top of all that stuff and finding the best prenatal. And because I am a strength coach, I was just, like, very into what exercises were going to be best for me. Like, what kind, like, what does exercise during pregnancy look like, which is a whole other rabbit hole to go down. But it is, like, just, it's so amazing. I feel like I found a lot of really great inspiration there of, like, women that really trained through their pregnancy. And I felt really confident that I could do that and, like, be in tune with my body. And so I trained my entire pregnancy with Bear, and it felt so good. I got to the end of my pregnancy, and after I had him, thought, oh, I miss being pregnant already. Like, I just really enjoyed it. It happened fast for me. But
that's so nice.
I had the little bit of morning sickness during the first trimester. I say a little bit, but I do remember at some point thinking, oh my gosh, like, I don't know if I want to get pregnant again. This is bad. But it passed, you know, like, you get through it, and you do what you got to do during that time, like, eat saltine crackers or whatever. And And then I felt really great for the second and third trimester. I got rear-ended in a, I was at about 20 weeks. It was like a bad, like, three car.
Oh, that's scary. Yeah.
It was really scary. It was probably the, like, scariest part, but you kind of go in and you want to have someone there tell you, like, everything's going to be fine. And they were like, heartbeat's good. Like, placenta looks good, but they can't really give you that, like, confidence. So I think just being a first time mom, like, the anxiety is always so high. And, but I really had healthy pregnancies. And when it got up to the closer to our due date, I was thinking in my head, I'm going to go 40. I was like, very prepared to go over. Like, that was just kind of something I wanted to, like, get my head mentally wrapped around. Yeah. You know, just, I think it was a suggestion from you guys, like, don't. But I had Bear at 37 and six days. Yeah, I was almost to the 38 week mark. And that day we were planning on driving to go watch the Oregon women's basketball team play. And it was almost 4 hours away. So I
oh my goodness.
I know. I was thinking, oh, I have another 2 weeks before he comes. But we were planning on driving that morning, and I woke up that morning, like, I had rolled over to my side and I felt a pop, like a little pop, but it wasn't huge, but it was definitely like a pop. And I thought, oh my gosh, I just pee myself, like, in my bed. And I'm like, maybe he, like, kicked my bladder or something, but, like, there was a decent amount of fluid. So I, like, went to the bathroom, and I always remember that you're like, if you can sleep, go back to sleep. Like, just, it was 5:30 or I think, 5 or so in the morning, pretty early. And so I went back into my bed. I just, like, laid a towel down and went back to sleep. And 30 minutes later, I woke up and I was already having contractions and stuff. So,
oh, wow.
I didn't want to wake up my husband. Like you said, like, let him rest if he can rest. And he was happily sleeping. So I just went into the other room and kind of got on all fours and on the little stability ball we had. And I was listening to some of, like, the relaxation podcasts or the relaxation audios, and I felt good. I knew I wanted to labor at home as long as I could. And you kind of have that realization. I think I tried to set the tone for myself in the beginning of, like, this is the early stage. Like, I remember it feeling hard already right away, and, like, to really try to stay calm. And I wanted to get my mind ready for, like, this could be really long, knowing that, like, some people labor for over 24 hours. And I don't think I had as much of the mindset of, like, enjoying it, but I was really like, okay, one after another, just like one at a time.
Yeah.
That's all I could think about.
Yeah. Break it
I think I
down. Yeah.
had my eyes closed for so much of it, but we labored at home for a while. I remember hearing I didn't wake my husband up until I was listening to these audios, and I could hear his alarm going off in in our bedroom, and he wasn't waking up to it. And I was like annoyed hearing this beeping in the
Yeah.
background. So I went in there and I turned it off, and I was like, "You need to get up." And he came in. He noticed when I came in, and I was like, "Hey, like, yeah, I think something's happening right now, you know."
Yeah.
So he started just very quietly getting stuff ready in the background. He would
Great.
come in kind of and check on me a little bit, and then he'd go
That's
back out and
great.
like get stuff ready and come in and check on me. And I did feel like I was moving forward, which was like good. I could tell they were getting more intense. And I was worried about the car ride at this point. I was thinking like, okay, I need to at least be able to get into the car and go. But I was also scared
Yeah.
about getting turned around. They did say you need to be 4 centimeters before we'll
Yeah.
admit you.
Are you
I
far
wasn't really
from the
thinking.
hospital? Are you far away where you are?
In Tennessee, we're only about 15 minutes away, and maybe a
Oh,
little
okay.
over, maybe 20. But you do have
Yeah.
to go through the gate because it's on post. So
Oh,
there's a
okay.
checkpoint on the way through and stuff. So the timing kind of matters. Like if you go
Yeah.
during right in the morning, but it was a Saturday, so I guess I didn't think about that. But it would have been
Yeah.
easy getting on either way.
Yeah.
But he had gotten everything ready, and I started to get to the point where I was like, I don't know if I can make it in the car. Like I don't know if I can do the car ride. So I was like, let's get going. And we got in the car and started heading over there. And I think I remember feeling like the car was hard for me. I was just like, oh,
Yeah.
this is uncomfortable.
It's
I didn't like
often
that
like
position.
that. Yeah, it's quite tricky.
Yeah.
I always tell people, like, make sure you prepare for the car journey if you are, moving somewhere, then,
Yeah.
because it can be quite challenging
Yeah,
being in
especially if
that.
you want to be like safe and sitting in there with a seatbelt and stuff, because I was
Yeah.
on all fours, so that switch was kind of like, I just not as
Yeah, yeah.
comfortable. But it was a short ride for me. We got there. I think the standing and walking though had started to like move stuff around, because when I was going into the hospital, I had to stop so many times. My husband was
Really?
like, oh my gosh, like I
Yeah.
think he was like a little like, okay, we got to get in there now. Like keep every
Yeah.
contraction, I needed to stop for a while and like get through it. And when
Also,
we
the
went through,
being in the car, like the movement from being in the car and the jiggling around probably helps as well.
yeah, sure. Whatever it was, I remember by the time we got up into labor and delivery, I still think I had my eyes closed. They were triaging me, and I was sitting in the waiting room before there, and I couldn't sit on the chair. I could not be comfortable sitting on there. So I was
Yeah.
like leaning back, half my body off the chair. Like there was a sweet couple just sitting there watching. I feel like they were kind of like, what is happening to this poor lady? But they got me in, and I told them like, I think my water broke. Like I had this little pop, and I didn't like the part they're like, okay, cough for us. Like they wanted to me to prove that my water was broken almost.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm clearly like, I just felt like I'm moving along right now. Like whether or not it's popped, they did a cervical check, and they said I was at 4 centimeters, which I
Right.
was happy to be there so I could move forward and
Yeah.
go past go and get into the labor and
Yeah,
delivery.
yeah.
And then from there, I just feel like I lucked out. We had an amazing nurse. We
Right.
got into the room, and she was really like, like you're handling these really well. Like if you can keep keep that breathing down, like we can keep it just us in here. And I remember when she said that, I just felt so like, oh yes, please. Like I would love it
Yeah.
for it to just be us. And like we didn't have a doula or anything. And I do like that like privacy of
Yeah.
just kind of having my own space. I had like I said, my eyes closed almost the entire time. So I probably wouldn't have known if someone came in or out, but
Yeah.
it really felt safer to me. Like I only had seen her for a while, besides a couple people coming in to like have me sign stuff, but
Yeah.
it
Yeah.
was really great. I'm so thankful that we had this nurse. And she, my husband had learned some of the like counter pressure.
Great.
I loved the counter pressure. That was amazing for me. I wish I could have just had him do it the entire, just stand there holding it like that.
Yeah.
And him and the nurse traded off. So then, and the nurse was awesome. She was like suggesting other positions and helping me
Great.
kind of move from one thing to the next after I had spent some time at each one. And I just, I, you lose, you know, I think I've heard other people talk about it too, but like you really lose track of time.
Yeah.
I had no idea where I was, like time wise. I just, you're so focused on every, like just the next contraction that
Yeah.
it kind of adds up and you don't realize how much time has passed, I feel like. So I did, I must have been getting close to the transition phase because I said to my husband, I told them I didn't want anyone to ask me if I wanted any assistance with comfort, right? Like any
Yeah.
sort of epidural or other stuff like that. And I said, don't ask me. I know, I'll tell you if I'm interested in it. So I said to my husband, I'm like looking up at him and I was just like, I think we need to talk about an epidural. Like, let's talk about that. And he was like, okay, like if you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. Let's bring the nurse in. So she came in and I think she just felt, I felt like she felt confident in me, which was a great
Yeah,
feeling to have,
that's
you know,
great.
especially being a first time mom. I wasn't so confident in myself, you know, I
Yeah.
hadn't done it before, so I was scared.
Yeah.
And she was like, let's first do a check. Let's do a cervical check. We'll see how far along you are. And she was like, she did the check and she was like, honey, you're at 8 centimeters right now. You're
Wow.
almost there. Like she was like, she just said, you've got this. And I guess I needed to hear that because after she said that,
Yeah.
I was like, great, don't need anything else. Like
Yeah.
let's do this. So
I think sometimes it's also you don't know how much longer you have. So hearing that you're 8 centimeters, I mean, obviously that, you still don't know. You don't
it
know how
could
long it's
be,
going to
right?
take. But hearing that you're there, really logically thinking you're not going to be doing it for another 24 hours, really, if you're already at 8 centimeters. So I think that makes it feel more manageable instantly. Whereas if you had another potentially, like 20 hours, then yeah, I get you. You might feel like you just need something else, but I think that sometimes helps, like knowing, okay, I'm at 8 centimeters. Okay, like I can do this.
I think I kind of felt like too, I almost wasn't really thinking about that. Like I
Yeah.
was just kind of so focused on each contraction that it kind of gave me just another time point of like,
Yeah.
you've progressed. Like you're making progress. You're going in
Yeah.
the right direction. Because you almost start to I started getting this feeling like you're just
Yeah.
swimming and there's no end. You know, like I remember thinking
Yeah.
like, what's the direction we're going here? Like you just kind of get
Yeah.
lost for a little bit. So yeah, it was nice to
Yeah.
hear that. And I don't know, had I they she told me something different maybe, or if I had a different nurse, or you know,
Yeah, I
I'm
mean, you
not,
never know.
I am happy that I did go into it thinking like, let's talk about it, like let's have the conversation right now, you know, because
Yeah.
this is what I'm feeling. But yeah, having I felt so supported by her and my husband both being like, if this is what you want, we can do it. You know, I was open to getting an epidural too. And I was like, if I need it, I want to, it's a,
Yeah.
what an awesome tool to have to help you
Yeah.
move through pregnancy or through your delivery. And, but at that point I didn't feel like I needed it. So we kept going. I did have a longer, well, yeah, I did have a longer pushing phase. I
That's
don't
quite,
know.
it's quite normal first time, except for that
And
stage to longer.
it's not, it wasn't lo like long. I know some people have had really long pushing phases, but I'm not sure if the moving to laying on my back on the bed was just what I had thought happens then, or if I don't feel like I got persuaded that way, but I
Yeah.
definitely wasn't thinking about other ways I could do it at that
Maybe it
point, you
just
know?
felt that's what just felt natural and comfortable for you. That's
Yeah,
okay.
when I got there, I remember thinking like I still liked being on all fours
Yeah.
best, But I felt like when I was getting that urge to push, and I felt like the like sitting up was helping. But yeah, I was struggling to figure out a way that, at least to them, it was efficient, like that I was making progress where baby was moving down and not coming back up. And I did find having the mirror helpful. She brought out a mirror for me, and my nurse was great. I kind of think that maybe her and the rest of the staff, or maybe the OB or midwife on call, I don't know if they didn't like each other that much, because she
Oh,
really was trying
really?
to just keep us in the room. So I think I pushed
Amazing.
for a little over 2 hours, and she was really patient with me. Like she said, if you want to keep breathing how you're breathing right now, like that's totally fine. Baby's gonna come.
Oh, she
But
sounds
if you,
great.
yeah, she was like, if you want to try doing a little bit of like the breath holding and like extending that hold at the end, she was like, I think that might be a little more efficient for you. And I don't remember feeling like I was getting tired at that point, but I do remember feeling like I want to meet my baby, like, oh my gosh, like I'm already at the pushing phase, like it's got to be close here. And yeah, so she coached me through a lot of it, and had like my husband was holding me and like holding one of my legs for me. And I started to get to the point where like my husband was like seeing the head, and he was saying like, you're right there, like I see the head. Like talking me through that part was just really cool. And I did have that. At that point, she did bring the midwife in, and I was getting to the point where I was about to feel that ring of fire. Right, that was right before the midwife came in, and I did feel that ring of fire, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's very intense. It does kind of have that like fiery feeling, I guess, to it, but it's short lived. You know, it's in the scheme of the whole thing, it's really short. But the midwife startled me almost. She was like, okay, stop. Like to get me
Oh,
to stop pushing. And I remember that being the most startling piece of it. And I was really like, oh, like I didn't know if something was wrong, but she was,
no.
now I realized she was trying to just slow it down a little bit. I think I maybe was having a really big push or something. And she stopped me, and she was like, okay, wait, I don't want you to push yet. Wait, wait, wait. And then she was like, okay, go ahead and let me push on the next one. And I, yeah, delivered head, and then shoulders came pretty quick right after that. And they brought him up onto my chest, and I remember just feeling like the most joy, proud. Like I was like, oh my gosh, like this little human is grew inside of me. It was this amazing feeling, and I could
Amazing.
see, like see my husband like tearing up, and we were just both
Oh,
like, it was so cool.
that's
I was so
amazing.
happy. Yeah, having him on me was just, and he was a big baby,
Was
but
he?
not, yeah, I remember during my pregnancy, they thought maybe I had extra amniotic fluid, and so they did a second scan, and they were like, no, you don't have extra fluid, but he kept measuring 2 weeks ahead the whole time. They kept saying, he's 2 weeks ahead, he's 2 weeks ahead. So I did get a little of that.
But also, he came at like,
2 weeks
near
early.
almost 38 weeks. So
Yeah.
actually, like maybe he was like maybe you had we never know, like maybe you'd ovulated extra early that month, or
Yes.
when the egg implanted early, really, really soon after, like we just never know, do we? So, but that
Totally.
kind of makes sense. Like he came 2 weeks early and he was measuring 2 weeks over, like.
And he was like, because they, at the end, she kept saying to the midwife I had been seeing was saying, oh, he's going to be a really big baby. You need to be prepared for like a
Oh,
9 pound,
that's
you know,
so not
like the,
helpful, though.
yes. And I, and like knowing what my birth plan was, that I wanted to deliver vaginally if I could. And, so I do remember like feeling that, like a little bit of pressure of like, oh, he's going to be really big. But
What was
yeah, like
he? What was he?
he was 8 pounds. He was
Oh,
eight
okay.
pounds.
Oh,
Yes.
that's
Just
pretty
a
average, I
normal,
think.
healthy baby. Yeah. So yeah, we just were living in that. I really remember the high after though of like, I I'm an athlete. I've done stuff in my life that I've been very proud of, but I
Yeah.
was so proud in that moment. Like me and my husband both, like just having that baby there, just it was, I wanted to call everyone and be like,
Yeah.
guess what I did? Like, oh my gosh, I was just,
Yeah.
it
That's so
was a weight of
nice.
it.
Like you were just in complete awe of yourself, which you should be. Like you've just birthed a baby. Like not only have you grown a baby, but you've birthed a baby. And how long was it? Because it doesn't sound like it was a hugely long labor.
Yeah, total start to finish, I think was just about 12 hours.
Well, which is really like it's that's a nice length. So like you've done all of that in half a day. Like it's, you know, it's amazing.
It was great. I was so happy with that, and I do feel like we had really great support after. Great.
Yeah.
We struggled a little bit with breastfeeding for a
Yeah.
while, but we ended up making it the full year, and
Amazing.
we continued the journey. I got a bunch of lactation support, which was
Yeah,
great. So,
that's great. And it sounds like you know, the nurse that you had with you, she was really like she re and I say this a lot, like part of what makes the experience so positive for people is when you feel listened to and you feel heard and respected. And she sounds like she did all of those things. She was listening to you, she knew what you wanted. She was kind of giving, you know, if you want to carry on breathing like that, you can, but you know, but she was being respectful in the way that she was doing it and leaving all the choices up to you, which is what makes such a huge difference about how you
Totally.
feel. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think being that like first time mom too, like it's a lot on a birth partner to have to remember like,
It
okay,
is.
get her water, like make sure she's switching positions, you know, like, and my
Yeah.
husband was phenomenal support. Like
Yeah.
but also having, you know, in hindsight, I think like maybe a doula would have been helpful also, but
Yeah.
just having someone like kind of
Yeah.
help direct the show a little bit, you know, like just
Yeah.
let's try something here, let's try this.
Yeah.
So I wanted my husband standing right next to me and just being with me, you know.
Yeah.
So she I'm so grateful that we had that nurse and
That's
just
amazing.
lucked out with her, I think. So yeah,
So,
that was
talk us
theirs.
through Shepherd's birth because, well, I already know how it ended, so I won't
Yeah.
give any spoilers. But obviously, that was much faster for you, which is quite common as well because you know, Bear did all of the hard work basically in, you know, the fact that you've never done it before. So it takes longer. The pushing stage is typically much longer first time because, of course, you know, it's the first time that this is all being done. Whereas second time, particularly very close together, like they were. You know, lots of muscle memory going on. Your body knows kind of what it's done before. So, talk us through his birth.
He I the second pregnancy for me, I remembered getting to the halfway point and I already was starting, I got like a little bit of the pubic symphysis pain, and I had well, I guess I should maybe back up. We were in Tennessee when I found out that we got pregnant, so I saw a midwife out there, and knowing that we were moving to North Carolina and I was going to have to reestablish care out here, the midwife out there was great. We made it to the 20-week mark and did our anatomy scan there, and then moved to North Carolina, and I had reached out on Facebook groups to try to find care that I thought would be
Yeah.
helpful. And the first place I went to, right away, I think I ended up doing two appointments there, but I did not like my care there.
Really?
I had told her my plans, you know, and I also got a lot of pushback in the beginning because I was still breastfeeding my older son. And I had a midwife, at the first place I went to, she had told me, I walked in, and but it was maybe within the first 3 minutes of our conversation, I said, oh, I'm still breastfeeding my older son. We are starting to wean off. And she was like, that'll have to stop. And I was like, well, excuse me. She was like, well, your breastfeeding causes contractions and you're more likely to miscarry. And I did the research
What?
on it, and it is not, that is not
That's
true.
not
Like,
true. Oh my
yes,
God.
there's, and so I knew I was a little bit more cautious, I think, about my care
Yeah.
this time around because I had switched the type of military care that I had. So I had options to go see people outside of the
Right.
military hospital. So the first place I went to out here, it was with two different OBs, and I had asked them questions about like what happens if the baby is breech, like what are my options? Do I have to have a C-section? You know, like I just was asking more, and I felt like some of the things that I was getting back, I was really disappointed in. And
Right.
I did feel like they were really like, no, this is our protocol, this is what we do. And it's great to have protocols and stuff, but I just didn't feel like I was being listened to. Yeah. And
So.
I one thing that bothered me when I would go is they'd always ask me, I'd walk in, this is my first time meeting this new OB, I'm 20 past 20 weeks now, and she was like, do you have any questions for me? And I'm like, do you have any questions for me? Do you want to get to know me? Or like, I don't know, I felt like you have no idea what's going on in my life. Like
Good point though. Like that's a good point. You're not just a name on a piece of paper.
it was a weird feeling. So when I switched care one more time, so this was like third or fourth midwife that we were seeing, and went out to UNC, which was a drive for us. It's an hour 20 out there.
Oh wow.
But they had like a midwife-led unit that also delivered in the hospital, and I couldn't get into their like community. They do like a little like small group stuff too, because I was too far along. But I just was excited about it, and I had my first visit with this midwife there, Sarah Free, and she sat with me for maybe 45 minutes and just was like, "Tell me about your first delivery," and asked me about my birth, and just she was so great, and asked how my son was handling the new baby coming in, and I had never felt just like more heard and listened
That's so
to. I was like,
nice.
it was so good. I like left that appointment. I was tearing up, calling my mom on the phone. Like, I think this is the right decision to go out here. I just feel so much more supported, and it was great. So
But that's
knowing
what
that
like that's sorry. That's kind of
no,
what I was just saying, like just being listened to, like it's so simple, but it makes you feel so different because you are being listened to by somebody. You're what you want is being heard, and that massively makes a difference.
For sure. And I knew that they had a rotation of midwives. You don't see the same midwife. And I was like, I might not see her, but I just felt like overall my next appointments with the other people were great also. And we did do their they had like a student doula service for free, where they had three, you would get a rotation of three different doulas. You'd meet with all three of them, and one of them would be there on your delivery
Wow,
day.
that's great.
Yeah, so I had met with them. I kept saying, oh, I'm gonna have this baby at 38 weeks, just like my first son. So I was like, we need to meet right away. I think I met with them at like 37 weeks, and we met two more times after that, and they were awesome. But I was very concerned about my care for my older son. For Bear, I was like, who's gonna be here? So my mother-in-law came in, and I think when I was at maybe 6 weeks, I was like, the baby's gonna be here soon. Like I remember having this feeling, like I think it was just because it was the second time. I felt like he was so low. I was really like, I don't know that I'm gonna make it to the 38 weeks. I was like kind of worried that he would come early. So she ended up coming out early to stay with us, and she's such a blessing, especially me being very pregnant with a toddler. Like having her was amazing. She helped us like cook and prepare some food to store in the freezer,
Oh,
and
great.
she was just I she stayed for over 3 weeks with us waiting
Amazing.
for baby, and she's like a newborn magician. She's just so good with little babies, so I was really excited to have her there for the delivery. But it ended up not happening. She was gonna exchange with my mom. My mom was coming in, and she was going to take over just after that 38 week mark, and I still hadn't had him. So she left sadly. We were like, I kind of was like, I'm sorry, that she left. But she obviously knows, like I couldn't do anything about it. She wanted to see baby, but it didn't work out. So she left, and my mom came, and I think I made it. I had my 40 week appointment. And they asked at that one, like, we need to schedule an induction. We can schedule it the next week at your 41-week appointment, or we can push it back and do it at 42 weeks. And I was
Oh,
like, I'm
that's
happy to
good.
go. Yeah, she gave me both those options, and like she also said, you don't have to schedule it. She was like,
That's
but
great.
that's we put it on the calendar. She said she was very open to like if having it on the calendar is hard for you, like we don't have to, but it does help us
Oh,
on our
I
end to
love
have it.
that. I love
Yeah,
that. That's great.
she was great. So I told her I'm happy to go over the 41 weeks if that's what I need. And so I was like, I'm fine with scheduling it at that 42 week. So that's what we put it on the schedule for. And I think I ended up having him at, now I can't remember if it was 40. I think I was about 41, almost 41 weeks.
Wow.
And so, yeah, my mom was here, thankfully, with Bear. So I same thing. I kind of woke up in the morning at 5:30-ish, and I was having really light contractions. Like I felt like, oh, they're totally light, very manageable. I got in the shower. I was like, I should go downstairs, have a little breakfast, like let my husband keep sleeping. Like this is probably the day, but like let's just wait it out. So I took a shower and I put on like lotion and stuff, and within that half hour, they were regular, but they were very short, like 30 seconds or so. And I was, it did feel good to be in the shower, but they were manageable for sure. Maybe at an hour into that, I hadn't gone downstairs to have breakfast yet, but it was about 6:30, and my husband was waking up to his alarm to go to work, and I just went in and I said, "You're not going to go into work today. Like I think today's the day. We're going to probably be going to the hospital soon." And he was like, "Has your water broke yet?" Because it had broke the first time, and I was like, "No, I'm just having light contractions." So right after he said that, I like was kind of like, "Oh my gosh, I was having like more intense contractions," and I went to the bathroom, and this was like the big water gush. Like it was like that was my water, a hundred percent. All of like I just felt like all of the water in my body just came out. And that was at 6:45, and after that point, my contractions got very intense very fast. Like they were still pretty short, but picked up, like the pace was picking up very quickly. I started trying to use this the contraction app because I was kind of confused, like how fast are they coming? This like it's picking up quick, but they felt like they were happening so frequently that I was kind of like not on time to get them, and I felt like it was kind of taking me out of my zone a little bit. So I was like, honey, I think we need to go. Like I'm starting to feel like this is getting fast. So within the next 20 minutes, we got in the car and left. And my mom was at home with my son, which just gave me this peace of like, I don't have to think about that. Like I just felt very safe knowing that she had him. And we knew being an hour 20 from the hospital where we can deliver that it was a possibility that we would deliver in the car. And I joked about it with people at work, and they were like, "You're way too relaxed about this." And I was like, "No, I do have confidence though that like if it happens, it happens. Like that we'll be okay. Like there's things you can do. Like we can prepare for it. And if it's happening that fast, my body's ready to do it. Like I just felt really like it'll be okay." So we just put a yoga mat down in the car, and we had laid the seats down. And thankfully we did that because we got in the car. I was like leaning over my son or the baby's car seat and had my knees on the ground, like in the with the seats laid down in the trunk kind of like of the car, of our SUV. And I think we were maybe 20 minutes in, and in my own head I thought, we're not gonna make it. Like that's when I started
Oh
realizing 20 minutes in we weren't gonna make it. They were just coming so fast, and like when you talk about the fetal ejection reflex, I
Wow,
was
yeah.
feeling it within those 20 minutes. I was like, I like e even t like put my legs together, like kept my knees together for a little bit because I was like, I can't do this right now. We can't have this baby in the car. But I was like listening to my music, and my husband kept being like, "You just very calmly, like you just tell me if we need to pull over, like if we need to pull over, we'll pull over. Like, just let me know. So at one point I said, okay, wait, I think you need to pull over. I think this is it. You need to pull over. And he was like, okay, are you sure? And I was like, wait, wait, wait. Made it through that contraction. I was like, just keep going. We made
Oh
it
my goodness.
about 40 minutes in, so maybe that halfway point, and I was like, you have to pull over, like, this, the baby's coming right now, like, I can't. So he pulled over, called EMS for us, and he came around to the back of the car, and it was raining and dark out still, and he opened up, like, the hatch, or like the trunk lid. And I'm like on all hands and knees, and he said right that he could already see like baby crowning, like top of the head. So
Oh
yeah, so he
my
told EMS that, and my husband is just an absolute saint. He's very calm, cool, collected all the
That's
time.
that's
So
what you need, yeah.
yes, and he was it the, it was really cool to me to have, like, he the EMS was like, okay, you just need to be there to catch. They also told him to, like, put pressure. He tried to, like, put pressure on me, and I was like, no, don't touch. Like, yeah. And
Yeah.
he was like, okay, yeah. So I don't know why EMS told him that, but he was like, you're doing great. So he was sitting there, like, ready to catch, but he was kind of also talking me through what he was seeing, which was really great. And he was like, I could tell when baby, like, he was getting, like, his eyes through, and my husband was like, I can see him right now. He's looking at me, honey. He's beautiful baby. Like, hearing him say that to me while I was, like, having these really intense contractions was just a relief. I just felt like, no, I don't know, it was, like, really so beautiful to me to, like, hear him talking me through that so calmly and just really, like, confident that everything was going well, I guess, and I had birthed his head, and he turned a little bit, which was kind of a weird feeling for me. I thought my husband was doing something, and I was like, oh, don't touch. And he was like, I'm not doing anything. He's
They
moving
do
right now.
that.
So
They rotate. It's
yeah,
totally normal.
I feel like I didn't maybe feel that with the first one, but this one I just totally felt his whole body moving, which was, hindsight now, it was really kind of cool to feel. And then we got his shoulders out on the next contraction, and my husband caught him and placed him on me. EMS still wasn't there yet, but I mean, that was maybe 5 minutes into us pulling over. It happened pretty quickly. And so EMS shows up, and they might, or while they were on the phone, EMS told my husband to tie the umbilical cord off with something, and they were saying, do you have shoestrings or something to use? And he was like, no, but I have a phone charger. So he used a phone charger to tie the umbilical cord while baby was laying on me. And yeah, so that was really strange. But when EMS showed up, they were like, who did this? Who put this phone charger on here? I did get that really intense, like, shaking after, and I didn't really have that with, but I feel like my adrenaline was just
I'm not
going
surprised.
crazy. Yeah, it was, I was like, really shaking. But then they transported us. My husband drove behind. They transported us in the ambulance, which I think that was actually the hardest part. I did not like being away from my husband and holding my baby, and we still had about 40 minutes to go. And they kept saying, like, if you have the urge to push for the placenta, like, go ahead and do it. But I was just sitting there holding him, and I didn't feel comfortable or safe to do that in the ambulance. I wanted to be on all fours if I was going to do it, and I didn't want to have someone else hold my baby. So
That's understandable.
it was a really strange feeling. So when we got to the hospital, the nurses there were, like, a little concerned because I hadn't delivered the placenta yet, and it had been about an hour. And my husband hadn't come up to the room yet, so I'm just sitting there holding my baby, talking to them, and they were like, we need to give you Pitocin. If the placenta doesn't come out, we will have to take you into surgery. And I do feel like my husband walked in as they were kind of saying some of that. He said that was the scariest part for him, walking in and them saying kind of like, this is can get very serious very fast. But I told my first midwife came in, the one that I had seen the very first time. She
Oh,
was
nice.
there, And I was just looked at her. I was like, I'm so happy that it's you here. Like, I just, and I said to her, like, I think I can deliver this placenta. I haven't been comfortable yet. So now my
Yeah.
husband's here. Like, I just said, I just wanted to wait till he got here. He can hold my baby, like, while
Oh,
I'm on all
totally.
four,
Yeah.
you know?
Totally.
And she was really like, okay, let's put an IV in, and
Yeah.
so that we can do it if we need to. But I'll give you that time to do it. So I like turned over, and they had put an IV in, and they were just about to put the Pitocin in, and I delivered the placenta, and I said, okay, so we don't need to do the Pitocin then, right? And she's like, nope, we don't have to do the Pitocin. Don't look
Wow.
like everything looks good. And she was really cool, gave me like the tour of the placenta after.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was so cool. Because I felt like I don't even really remember delivering the placenta with my first son, but it was kind of like a more special time for me this time. And she showed me like it looks really healthy. Like just having someone like this is the side baby was on. Like this was
Yeah.
maternal side. Like how amazing that organ is just so cool. And then to have
Yeah.
someone kind of. Everything felt very fast to me for that delivery, but she slowed that down a lot for
Oh,
me, which
nice. Yeah.
just felt really good.
Yeah. And I think
And
just
one
to
of
go like to what you were saying about birthing your placenta, like that's so true that you still re we still require the same hormones,
Yeah.
oxytocin, and we still need to feel safe and things like that to birth the placenta. So it makes total sense that there was nobody there to hold your baby while you were doing that, or nobody that you felt comfortable with
Yeah.
to hold your baby.
Yes.
Your body waited for your husband. Like it's
Yeah.
amazing, actually. Like it's just a really good example of how we work and how our body works, because that's exactly what
Yes.
happened. As soon as your husband came back, you birthed that placenta. Fine, no
Yeah.
problem.
It
It's amazing.
was I remember feeling like so I felt like they felt concerned, and I felt like I don't feel very concerned because I feel like my placenta is ready to come out. I'm just not
Yeah.
comfortable. So yeah, it was my
That's
husband said
amazing.
that was the part that was scary for him, but I remember feeling very like, no, I just the situation's not right. Yeah, so
But also, isn't that interesting that that's the part that your husband found the scariest? Because when he came back in the room, they were talking medical things and making things sound scary. You would think that the part that would feel the scariest was being at the
yeah,
side of the road with
delivery.
you. But it wasn't. So does
No.
that says a lot that actually
Absolutely.
you have that instinctive faith in what you're doing in birthing a baby. And I suppose it was, yeah, hearing kind of medical speak, and suddenly that something could not be
Could
right,
be wrong. Yeah.
that is this thing that's scary. That's what
Yeah.
sounds scary, even though obviously everything was fine and you knew it was fine.
Yeah. And I think I have this feeling that I was okay with if we had to deliver in the car. I do remember thinking like that I felt very confident I was going to have a great delivery and like everything was going to go really well. I was still worried about someone else influencing that. Like, I did still have that fear that what if we go there and it's not. I don't look out and I have the same nurse, like the great nurse that I had at the first one, you know, because I felt very fortunate to have her and very be really supported, but I know that sometimes it doesn't work like that, you know, and I do kind of think that I had this sense of like if we show up at the hospital, it's not going to be just us again anymore, you know. And as weird as it sounds, I did feel safe having like my husband being there with me and it being quiet and us
Just
and like
you,
it seems chaotic maybe to other people, but like I know that I felt confident in my body that my body could do it and I'd have my support from my husband there that like that's what I needed, you know, that's
You
all I
felt
needed in that.
safer there. You felt safer in the car with just your husband than you thought you might have felt in the hospital
Yeah.
with potentially
Yep.
people you didn't know, like potentially a
Yes.
midwife you hadn't met before or didn't feel comfortable with. And yeah, that maybe that's why, like maybe that is why you're in a safe space. You must have felt, your baby wouldn't have
Yeah.
come if you hadn't have
Yes.
felt safe, because there was
I
nothing,
think so.
your body didn't go into labor because there was anything wrong and the baby needed to come out. You went into labor because it was the right time. And, you know, he wouldn't have come out in that way if you hadn't have felt safe, because that's just not how we work, is it? That's just not how we've evolved. So yeah, that is definitely something in that. Definitely.
Yeah. It's amazing. And I know I wanted to, like, in my head, I was thinking, okay, when we get there, I want to have the doula was going to help us, like, set up the room with lights and all that. And I had, like, fragrances that I wanted to have and all of that stuff.
Just no time.
It's interesting to think that, like, I would need to feel, I'd need to really set up the room in that way for myself. Like you said, I hope that now I'm thinking, because of how quick this was, that maybe the next one we'll do a home birth, because start to finish, it was just under 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just 2:45 about from when we had my water broke, or my contraction started, until the delivery. Yeah. So, and he was big. He was 9 pounds, 7 ounces.
Oh, wow. Was it?
And a little bit longer. Yeah. So, and they told me the whole time, oh, he's tracking right on. No, there was no concerns about his weight or anything. So I was surprised when they said he was bigger than my first son. I was like, no way.
Would a home birth be an option if you were to have another one? Is it an option?
Yeah, it is an option. There's like a, I think I had spoke with a soldier that had opted for that. And I think she said she needed to go through a private service and they cover part of it. I think she said in total it was about $3,000 for her to do it, but she felt really great about the services she had during it. So I think ultimately, I don't know if there's another good option for me. I think I would feel, I do also want to have a birth where I like set up candles and like a little more. I would like to have that. Or do a water birth. I think being in a pool would be I think I would love that, because I love the shower. Absolutely.
I think you'd definitely be a very good candidate for home birth.
Yeah.
You know, you obviously have, you know, pretty quick labors anyway. It would make sense, because then that takes that extra pressure off of you in having to get somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and you can just get comfortable at home and stay at home and... Mm-hmm. It makes things a little easier. Yeah,
I have a husband who's delivered a baby already. So that's
How amazing! He did a great job as well, and like staying so calm in that situation, because I'm sure like many people would be panicked in that situation, but he was really calm and was like talking you through it. And what a lovely like moment for you and him as well to have. And like being separated straight after while you were in the ambulance, I can understand why you suddenly felt like, oh, I just want to be with him, because you've just you know, he's your safe space. You've been separated from him for 40 minutes. So what amazing story. That's amazing.
Thank you. I think of other people's birth stories when I was like, even during parts of my labor, like thinking of other things women had said, like, I don't remember, someone on your podcast had said like, it's your baby's birth too, or it might've been an affirmation that I had heard from you. And I remember thinking that when Shepherd was being born, and just like, there's just so many, like the more we watched some car delivery. Me and my husband, we watched a video of a car delivery just to know, like, okay, what would it look like?
Oh, wow. Did you? You were fully prepared.
I think it watching births and listening to other people's birth stories really does those positive ones can really make you just realize it can happen in so many different ways, and it can be so beautiful in all. I remember being scared of getting an epidural or having a C-section, and it's like, it can be so beautiful in those ways too. I'm so grateful for your podcast, for being able to listen to those things. I can't imagine what my deliveries would have been like if I didn't have that kind of support. So I love having access to this stuff.
Like, I always say to people that come on and share their stories, because most of the time it's because they've benefited so much from hearing other people's, but you're giving back to that, because there will be so many people that listen to your story and be really inspired by both stories, but like, and take things, you know, like you said, you were thinking of things in your labor that other people had said during their stories. And even if you don't think you've kind of taken stuff on board, things, you know, they pop up, don't they, when you're in that moment, and you might, someone might remember something you've said, and, you know, really use it to help them. It's amazing to give back in that way, because there will be so many people that are like, oh wow, you know. And it's, I was saying to you, it's so funny, because not long ago there was somebody else that came on and shared their story about having their baby in a car. I also think they were in the US as well, really strangely. Both of you have been from the US. But, you know, how amazing that these births are happening. They're happening, and they just show that, hey, you know, our body knows what to do. Our body can do it. It doesn't have to be scary.
Yeah, I think so. I'm like, I want other people to think, if it is happening to you in a car, and you're like, I think we kind of think it's going to be this really scary thing. If it is, know you can do it. Like your body, like you said, my body would not be moving forward with this if it wasn't ready to do it. And I hope other people, if they find themselves in that situation, think,
yeah,
I can do this. Like, you know, my body's ready for this. It's like, my baby wants to meet me right now. And
yeah,
trust you got it.
Definitely. No, that's, I mean, they're amazing. I've so enjoyed listening to them. So thank you so much. And, you know, for taking the time, and I know it's early for you where you are. So thank you for coming on and sharing your stories. And yeah, it's just giving back, isn't it, to everything contributing to the podcast, which is incredible. So thank you so much, Courtney.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the time to tell them, and I know I'll
amazing
be able to listen to these for myself later. So I really appreciate that.
Which is really helpful, because you forget. I think you forget quite a bit. So it's nice to have it kind of down so that you can listen and remember how you felt, which is always really important. But no, thank you so much. It was really lovely to meet you. And thank you.
You too. Thanks, Claire.
Thanks. Bye.